둘, 셋, 파!
For Hey Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 8.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
And welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith with... It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks, as always, for making your way here, for checking out the episode. Please do hit that subscribe button so you can keep up with all the interviews that we put out every single week. A new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Makes that a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones. You can, of course, subscribe at Spotify, at Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith with. Please do give the series a rating and a review while you're at it. Those always help out so much. We've had some great guests on lately. Actress Annabeth Gish was here. She's starring in the new movie Ride, as well as the latest season of Pretty Little Liars. Anthony Michael Hall, he stars opposite Jessica Alba in Trigger Warning on Netflix. Kurtwood Smith back as Red once again on That 90s Show. He was here. We talked with Paul McCartney, comedian Ali Sadiq, the band Wallows, Cleopatra Coleman, who stars in Clipped on FX. Todd Rundgren was here. G-Eazy, Andrew McCarthy to talk about his new documentary Bratz on Hulu. Alexis Wren, Kim Gordon, Mike Campbell, just an example of what you can get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. That's me, Kyle Meredith. Today, it's a special Rewind episode. In fact, we're headed all the way back to 2024. That was when I spoke with 21 Pilots for the first time. In fact, I sort of ambushed them. They were playing at the Forecastle Festival in Louisville. We did not have an interview set up, but they were either about... I think they just got off stage is what it was. And I sort of just saddled up and found their management and was like, hey, listen, you don't know me. But I got this show, and we're already set up. So if you guys would be up for talking, I think it'd be a really fun conversation. And it ended up being, still to this day, one of my favorite interviews ever, probably because most of it was off the cuff. I had such a good time talking with both Tyler and Josh. We talked about just their success at that point, being an independent band as they were at the time. We talked about religion. We talked about ukuleles. We talked about the music that they were making, all that and more. So let's head back to 2014 for a special Rewind episode. It's Kyle Meredith with 21 Pilots.
21 Pilots. After a very amazing Forecastle 2014 set here in Louisville, Kentucky. That was fun.
Fun.
That was
amazing.
Fun. Yeah.
I like all these words.
Yeah. And hey, we were kind of joking off camera, but that really does have to be a workout for you guys every night. I mean, it's...
I rely on it, actually. We just had like maybe a week off, and I felt my gut getting bigger because we travel so much, yeah. And we play like a almost every night of our lives, and I rely on that to kind of like keep me like in shape.
Yeah.
So when we have like time off, I'm just like, now what do I do? Because we don't eat healthy.
No, I was about to say, this really does give you an excuse.
Yeah.
You can eat whatever you want ever, as long as you play that show.
Right. It's our cardio. It's really our excuse for not caring what we put in our bodies.
No. That'll only work for a handful of years, but...
No, I know. We're
still got it.
We're in for it. It's going to come back.
We just pretend it'll work forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been amazing, this whole, I guess, trajectory you guys have been on, because it hasn't been the longest story of where you guys started and where you guys... I'm sure it feels like it probably has, but we're only talking about a small handful of years here. From you guys getting started to what's happening right now, it's something that's happening out there that just doesn't happen to most bands, I guess. Mm. From the one band who, you know, spent a decade in the club before it, you know, it ever takes hold to... I mean, it just happens, I guess, differently for the bands who do become successful, but this seems like something special. I mean, do you feel that? Do you get that sense?
There's a couple of different ways of looking at it for us. We, in one hand, we feel like it's pretty amazing that we've accomplished everything that we have in this amount of time. But then you alluded to it, where there's another part of it where it just feels like, you know, it's... People don't really see... the amount of time we spent before anyone cared,
right,
you know, and
right.
We're definitely lucky and grateful for the success we've seen, but there's still times where we get off stage and look at each other like, can you believe that we didn't have to set up our own gear tonight? Because that's what we did all the time, you know?
I mean, you guys are music fans, though. I mean, I'm guessing you're music fans. I mean, you've probably seen the templates, you know. Of some of your heroes and what it took for them to get to point A to point B.
Yeah. Well, every project, every band, every artist has a different story, a different equation in which to get to where they ultimately are. And ours is different than a lot of other people's. But there's one very consistent element to it, and it's hard work. And Josh and I really, we pushed each other a lot.
It's pretty noticeable.
Physically,
right.
and metaphorically.
Yeah. I mean, does it feel like you're... He didn't say literally, though, was it?
Okay, sorry.
No, I hate Josh, actually. We don't like each other at all. Yeah. We have unfollowed each other on all social networks.
That's really good, though, for a band.
I have a fake account that I follow him on, though, just
in case
as long as you don't like each other, you can never fall out.
Right, exactly. Yeah, we're good to go forever.
Yeah, right.
I blocked him on Twitter, but I'm always like, you know, texting his brother like, dude, what's Josh doing today?
He's great. He's best friends with my brother.
Yeah.
It's not creepy at all.
No, I feel like I know what you're doing and what you're eating and stuff because your brother fills me in.
Okay.
But I refuse to follow you on Twitter.
Yeah.
That's the thing, though. With a duo, though, you know, if you get in one fight, the band's over.
No,
but
yeah.
But this way, you're already out. It's really beautiful. I think you might start a new trend.
Yeah, some nights he'll kick me out of the band.
Yeah.
Some nights I'll kick him out of the band. That's
cute.
It is cute because we're thinking, cute. Well, now we both can go on tour by ourselves and make, you know, twice as much money at one time because I'll play in one place, he'll play another. And then at the end of the day, we'll come back together and be like, dude, I'm sorry. I track you.
Yeah.
I went on stage and there were no drums.
It's not so much about the passion as you guys have found a really good business model to make the money.
We're businessmen.
Well, we are. We joked about before this actually started working, you know, being in a band, talking to girlfriends, fathers and stuff, what do you do with your life, son? Saying, I'm in a band, like, didn't really sit well with some adults.
Wouldn't work for sure.
So we would always answer people, we're businessmen. So we...
Businessmen on a stage.
Remember when we came up with that?
That was so funny.
We were in a bathroom, like at stalls, like... I don't
know
how
the... Taking a pee? Is that what we're doing?
We're just being
I feel like this is a different story that's going to go somewhere else.
Being together. And somehow that idea came up that we're not like band guys.
We're businessmen. Yeah.
And we even should have like a mini keyboard or a ukulele in a briefcase.
Yeah.
Just have
all
like
of our
sticks
gear is
at all times.
Be in briefcases. Like we had this whole thing planned out.
You gotta go with the whole tie thing.
Yeah. Suit. We tried the suit and tie for a tour.
Yeah.
and then we just hated it.
Yeah, we could move around and stuff.
Your upright piano is kind of like a desk, you know?
Yeah, no, it is. Yeah. Like, I get a lot of work done.
Yeah, a lot of work.
A lot of work done.
A lot of work.
The difference is every now and then you get up on your desk.
Super busy.
Yeah.
Staying super busy.
Super busy, yeah.
And we'll be right back right after this.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with 21 Pilots.
There's something that happened. I'm gonna play Ages here and Generations. You get up on stage and on the album and you bring out a ukulele. When I was young, when I was a teenager, that was like the worst thing you could ever do at a party. If you brought out a ukulele, you were not going to get laid. That was not going to happen.
And
that
changed
about
Hawaiian, like on the beach.
You mean not laid, like you're not gonna get a lay? Hawaiian?
No, I'm talking about sex.
Jeez.
That wasn't going to happen. Somewhere around 5 or 6 years ago, that changed, and suddenly the ukulele became the thing. And now I see you up on stage, and I think of all those times of me as a poor teenager with a uke.
You missed out, man.
Over in the corner.
It's a chick magnet.
So much sex.
No, I found myself on tours. Like, we did a tour with Fall Out Boy, and the tour was called Saving Rock and Roll, and it's very, you know, bold of them, we were opening up the tour, and I realized I was on a tour called Saving Rock and Roll, and I'm up there on a little ukulele, just shredding it.
Perfect.
You know?
Perfect.
It's really bringing the hardcore scene together.
You still walked out with all the reviews.
Yeah.
So is that right? Rock has to evolve.
Yeah.
And if rock's evolving to something smaller, totally. You know,
Saving Rock and Roll, one tiny instrument at a time.
It's a perfect instrument. It really is a perfect instrument.
Thank you.
I don't know about perfect.
You can travel it. You can take it anywhere.
See, Josh is a drummer.
See, wait.
You can't hit it.
Yeah. He's frustrated.
It's a percussive instrument.
You can't hit
because
it.
Because you're doing this. You're striking things. Oh. And isn't that the definition of percussion? To strike.
Yes.
My mom would percuss my dad all the time. We had a lot of really awkward.
Do you want to lay down?
Yeah, I need to think about this.
To go about this the way you guys have done it, too, in such an indie way, that's a term that's stamped, indie.
Yeah.
You think of indie, that's an indie band, that's a rock band, that's a lo-fi band. For you guys to turn around and do what you do, you're not, I mean, okay, the genre question is always out there. You know?
Yeah.
It's always like, what are you? What are you?
What are you?
What are you? You talk about those early days, though. Was it hard finding an audience? Because here it is, you're on your own, you're doing this DIY thing, but not to what a regular DIY crowd you know, it would take to that. It's a different sound.
Yeah.
And you're mixing all of these genres. You know, was it ever a point where it was hard, where you're like, where are our people? Who are they?
We definitely got thrown on a lot of bills with a bunch of different bands that didn't make sense at all.
Which I think is like part, you know, it's like kind of when we were playing in these shows with hardcore bands, or like we'd play in like basement, like hip hop shows. I think that kind of like lends to a little bit of the confusion that we had, because we would draw things from any kind of a show or scene that we would play in, and so then when people ask like the genre, we're like, well, I don't know, we went and played a bunch of shows with a bunch of different people and then grab like a little bit of different things from each thing and confused ourselves even.
Yeah, and indie, the word is so vague. It's like,
well, it's different now
anything.
Than it was. Yeah,
I personally
started out with
still,
the Strokes. You know, so that was indie.
I personally think when someone describes a band as indie or like a festival being indie, I imagine Indiana Jones, and I imagine like
indie.
Everyone dressed like him.
That's
like
what
it's a really indie band. You know what I mean? Like there's just like Indiana Jones
indie
killing
geek,
it.
So you're playing right in a right into me here.
Snakes
yeah.
attacking everybody.
Yeah, it's a great show.
Yeah. No, I see it more and more, and I think that's what gives me hope about, you know, there's always a thing about I want music to always move forward, and it can become stagnant here and there. And more I see bands where it used to be, not even more than a few years ago, bands only played to genre. Mm. And more it becomes, you know, this newer breed of bands, really, that's not important. It's not important that we say we have to be this. This is what we are. This is what we're defined by. You can do all of this, and people will follow.
We really do come from a generation of kids that had access to any sort of music.
Yeah.
And that definitely influenced the type of songs we wanted to make. You know, we approached it as, what is something that we would want to listen to? And that's, we made what we thought wasn't being presented to us. And not to say that we're doing something completely different. We're taking things from all over the place, but...
You're a great mixtape.
Yeah. Well, it's just, I never want to write a song that people can hear the first, you know, 20 seconds of it and be like, oh, I get it.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
I understand
exactly
what you're doing. I know what you probably look like live. I know what the next album's going to be. I know what the music video looks like. And I never want to be predictable like that. It seems very uninteresting.
Yeah. I think with all that we just said now, I'm going to just call you aggressive poetry. Because that's
like it.
What it ends up coming off.
Yeah.
Because you're up there. It's not so much rapping. I mean,
well,
obviously, right?
I mean, I'm not a rapper.
Yeah. And I've heard you explain it with, you know, you had, that was the line, right? You wrote poetry and you had so many words that you had to smash.
Aggressive poetry.
And now it becomes just aggressive poetry.
Yeah.
I'm a rapper. Yeah. I'm a rapper.
He's a rapper, actually. We just haven't kicked his.
We haven't started utilizing that yet.
You are a rapper of the soul, of the beat.
I'm in.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with 21 Pilots.
Switching gears quickly, was it ever a point, now that you guys are coming up, it seemed like people started suddenly going, there's a religious thing happening here.
Yeah.
Was that ever a point where you said, no. Music, stay away from that. That's not really what we're about. This is music.
Yeah. I think that there's certain things that... There's only so many things that someone can write a song about.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's love.
Sure.
There is success. there is women, clothes, money. And then there's something that I particularly gain a lot from writing about, and it's a little bit of fear. It's not knowing exactly. I don't know the answers to some of these big questions I've asked myself.
Sure.
And if you think about the idea that if I were to stand up and punch you in the face right now, everyone here, including myself and Josh, would think that was wrong. But why? Why is that wrong?
Okay.
Like, there's this idea of morality, you know, and I wonder where it came from and why did we always have it? Did it develop because of just conditioning? But it's hard for me to stop at the idea that there's nothing bigger than ourselves. Now, if you want to call that God or religion, or whatever, I'm not in any way getting up on stage and trying to tell people
what to believe, or anything.
It's just, here are my questions I have, and honestly, they're not being answered, and I'm struggling with these things. And some people hear some of those emo, deeper lyrics and think, you know, he must be screaming out to a god or whatever, however people interpret that. And honestly, it's just not rapping about women, and it's not singing about success, and it's not talking about,
right,
you know, thrift stores and stuff.
Yeah. We're going to get new music out here somewhat kind of soon.
Soon-ish.
I don't want to put the pressure on you guys. I'm not asking you to put anything up, but I know it's in the works, right?
Yeah.
There's a new record now in the works. This is a really important record. There's the pressure.
Right? That's pressure,
because you just put yourself on this world stage, and you're like, all right.
Listen to this.
This is us.
Yeah. We're so sweet.
Yeah.
No, I think the songs we're playing now were truly written not knowing if anyone ever was going to hear them.
Right.
And there was a sense of authenticity to it, naivety, and I wonder how someone being in the spotlight, or at least knowing someone's going to hear them, how they preserve those things.
Yeah.
And we're working on that, and I want to get back to that place where this is just what I wanted to say and how I wanted to say it, and we're really excited for some of these ideas.
Well, everyone's listening.
It's really cool. We're really cool. I think you're cool.
I think you're cool.
Thanks.
I'm really glad we had it. You guys want a group hug? You gonna end this one?
No, I don't touch people.
All right, we're done then.
No.
That's good.
Bring it in, dog.
Ah.
My thanks to 21 Pilots, Tyler, Josh, thanks to you for checking out the episode. Again, please do hit that subscribe button so you can keep up with all the interviews that we put out every single week, just like this one. New one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Great way to keep up with your favorite artists. Discover those new ones at Spotify, at Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. And please do give the series a rating, leave a review while you're at it. After that, you can head over to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show Monday through Friday. It starts at 6 p.m. Eastern. You get 4 hours of classics from the 80s and 90s. You get the best in new music. There are bonus interviews. There is lots of music news as well. One of my recent shows featured some classics and favorites from the Psychedelic Furs, R.E.M., Semisonic, Sheryl Crow, The Who, The Beatles, The Clash, Cat Power, Depeche Mode, Waxahachie, The Muffs, Radiohead, Deltron 3030, Josh Ritter, Psychic Graveyard, Blur, Cassandra Lewis, U2, Parliament / Gary Clark Jr., and my interview with actor Tadanobu Asano, who starred in the first season of Shogun. Again, just an example of what you can hear when you tune in weeknights at 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on any of the social media sites. The address is always the same. It's at Kyle Meredith. I do hope you like and follow along. And that does it for another edition of Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always on the verge of death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone. Up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.